Welcome to the Grow Your Law Firm podcast, brought to you by Pilma. This podcast helps lead lawyers to more growth, profit, and freedom. Here is your legal marketing expert and host, Ken Hardison.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Grow Your Law Firm. And today we have the pleasure and honor of having Eric Morgan, who is the president and founder of Rue Marketing Agency out of the good old New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you for being here with us today, Eric.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit.
Yeah, and Eric has represents a lot of very high visible, high profile attorneys across the United States, some of the biggest spenders in the country. And he also speaks at our summit. He just did it last May and was very well received. Thank you for that, Eric.
Thank you for the opportunity. Loved it.
Yeah, so we were talking before we started this today and, you know, talked about several different things we could talk about. And then we talked about strategy. And that's something that I've never covered, believe it or not. I can't believe it because it's so important. But when you decide to market your law firm, everybody just goes straight to what do I need to do? You know, they don't think strategically about it. Can you tell us the process of how a lawyer should go about thinking about if he's got some money or he's thinking about marketing or somebody big has come in and scared him to death, like a John Morgan, and they figure, well, we got to really start doing something now.
It is an issue where you've got competition rolling across the country and the market dynamics are changing. How you can market, how you can advertise is changing. I mean, you and I were talking briefly about AI, and you know, that's the frontier, the new frontier du jour. So, you know, when we start talking about strategy, I mean, the first thing is I want to tell people what it's not. And y'all might have, I'm sure people who have listened to me before have heard this one, which is, you know, strategy is not something like, let's go spend more money on Google or on Facebook or buy some billboard. That is a tactical execution. And while relevant and fitting and a component of the execution of strategy, it's not truly what strategy is. It's strategy, you know, when you think about it from a marketing standpoint, is really, you know, what's the purpose and reasoning on why you're going to market? And what is it that is of value to the clients, to your customers ultimately? And, you know, there's a couple of, there's a couple of easy concepts to understand. In the marketing world, you know, Corona beer, their strategy is to be relaxed and unpretentious, period. That's their strategy. That's three words, relaxed and unpretentious. And strategy then, that for them then expands into what does their creative look like? And if you think about Corona ads, it's, you know, people sitting on beaches with the waves and the seagulls. And in some cases, there's even no copy. There's no voiceover. And that's who they want to connect with, and that's who they want to talk to, and that's what they want to say when they talk to people about being relaxed and unpretentious. And so for us, you know, to your point, somebody's got a bunch of money and they're managing a law firm, they want to grow that law firm, they want to increase their call volume and ultimately their case volume. You know, we don't start with go put more billboards up or go run a TV campaign or this is what your creative should be, but we really start with, you know, what's the purpose of the brand? I mean, the firm has a brand and the lawyers, the attorneys have a brand. What is that? Why is that relevant to people? Why is that relevant to somebody who's just been injured and needs legal representation? And it starts, it kind of, when you start those kind of questions and why this even matters to people, you start realizing that there's a group of people out there, an audience that needs to hear this. And there, so you got your audience segmentation. There's a wording and context that we need to talk about. And so you start having creative and copywriting type inspiration. There's this understanding of how you're gonna convey that information. Great, now you start talking about tactics and you start getting to that point of buy billboards or start, you know, dealing with Facebook. But, you know, our strategy should be about how do you differentiate yourself from from the others and why this your firm matters. You know, your positioning, your purpose, your core values, how you approach providing legal representation. And those are some of the big underlying questions. And it's never easy, honestly, because you have to dig deep down to say, why do we matter? Why are we more important than the other law firms, than the competition that's out there? And it's hard because the knee-jerk reaction is usually an answer that is, you know, just so vanilla and plain that any law firm could slap their logo on it and call it their answers. Because, you know, we're great attorneys and we fight and we
care.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
And if you really want to dig down, you gotta ask yourself hard questions and push yourself to go, what are we really about? And it can be scary because sometimes you're like, man, we're no different than the other guys. Great. You came to that conclusion. Let's figure out how to make you all different. Let's figure out what it can be that y'all can own. You know, and strategy is about an opportunity or in some cases, fixing a challenge. So it's like, what can we own? What's the opportunity out there that allows us to say we're here and we're not one of these and we're not over there, which to our conversation a little while ago, which was, you know, do you need to be number one in spending? No, you don't. Because if you have something that's unique, if you have a strategy that's unique and differentiate you, you know, you don't need to spend a ton of money on it. You don't need to be number one. I mean, you've got to support it with marketing and share of voice to a degree, but not number one.
Yeah. You know, Eric, when I was practicing and starting out, I didn't, you know, I'm not going to say I knew everything I was doing was right. A lot of it I looked into, but one thing I did figure out is that we had to stand out because we could never be number one. We just didn't have the money. You know, and so I play with it and whatever, but we finally came up that we went through this. I read this book, pretty good book, gives you like 10 ways to find your USP or your differentiator. And we've come up with, you know, well, always putting you first, you know, because that's what everybody said we did. We always, not about the money, it was about putting them first, da, 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 da. But I felt like that was enough. That was just still kind of saying we care, right? So we did this. I want you, and you can tell me if it was, well, the proof's in the pudding, it did work. So, but you can tell me what you think. So I came up with this thing, and this was like, this was our message, this was our differentiator for years and years. And what I would say is, you know, no lawyer can guarantee your results and neither can we. No lawyer can ethically guarantee results and neither can we, but we can, and we do guarantee that if you're not completely satisfied with the way we treat you in your case the first 30 days, you can come get your case, your file, no fees, no costs. That's our 100% client satisfaction guarantee. And went up 23% just by doing that, spending no more money.
Yeah, you know, that is different and unique, and that makes you stand out. And people can talk about that, and people can relate to that and go, you know, because the people that walk through a law firm, the front door, they don't know. They're not exposed to this in some cases. And they've never had any experience. And so they want to know that they're not getting, you know, the hitch to something that they can never unhitch from. So having that peace of mind and that confidence and just being able to say something different than what everybody else is saying is unique and different. And that can be a strategy. You can build around that. And that's of importance. And you say, okay, great. Who does that matter to? And how are we going to say it? And what means are we going to say it through and so forth? So yeah, it absolutely can be a good one.
I mean, I had a couple of lawyers report me to the state bar, said I was making guarantees, but I won't guarantee. And I just guarantee in that if that client said that we would treat them right, if we didn't, they could get the file, you know?
Yeah, there's no stipulation about that of how we're going to treat you. So,
but it worked. It really did. It was, and everybody thought I was crazy. And the other lawyers said, they were scared. They said, there's no way I would do that. You know, he said, everybody's going to be pulling their files. 7 years before I sold out, two people asked for the file back.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, if you're doing your job right, they won't ask for their files and they won't leave you. But if they are doing, if you are doing your job right and treating them the way they need to be treated, then they stick around, they come back, they refer you out, you know, all of that stuff, which, you know, another topic that we've seen a lot is just how to retain. Once you have an experience with a client and the client goes away and they're happy and satisfied, it's like, how do you keep them, you know, in your kind of circle, so that way they don't go out to another client, to another law firm down the road, you know, next year, 18 months or what have you.
So yeah, put a fence around them. It's what my mentor used to say. How do you put a fence around them?
Yeah. And you know, we were looking for one law firm, just did some internally looking at some ideas on what we'll call leakage, you know, how do these law firm clients, you know, just disappear after a period of time. But how can we stay in good graces? How can we keep the goodwill going and keep communication going in case they need somebody down the road? Because unfortunately, you know, the way our crazy world works, you're going to need an attorney somewhere down the road, you know. Yep. So you don't want them to go and hire another attorney and forget that experience, that wonderful experience.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I did. I mean, and I ain't gonna say it was completely successful, but what I, by when you talk about thinking strategically, my strategy was I wanted them to think of us as their trusted legal advisor, whether we did the work or not. If they had a legal problem, they come to us. If we couldn't help them, we get them somebody that was good, that we trusted. And yeah, that way we became their trusted legal advisor. But to do that, we put out newsletters, you know, every other month, and we kept saying we want to be your trusted legal advisor. We sent them birthday cards, other kind of cards, you know, things like that, email blast. We stayed in front of them, top of mind, but the message was, we're here for you. You know, you got a legal problem. What, you know, if we don't handle it, we'll get somebody that does take care of you. And that way they don't leave and go refer out a MISO case to somebody, because we don't do MISO. We do PI.
Yeah. You know, think about it. The clients of the firm, you know, in some cases, they have had life-altering accidents and issues that they need help with. They need resolution. They need some legal representation. They need their day in court. And, you know, they're looking for somebody who is that right fit. You know, they want that advisor. And you're there to help kind of counsel them and bring them through the system. And so coming up with a strategy that says, look, we're going to do such a great job with you all that you can leave anytime if you want, but we know you're not going to want to, because, you know.
Yeah, I always call it the risk reversal. But getting back, you know, you're talking about strategy, you know, another thing is, I think a lot of people get mixed up on what marketing is versus advertising, you know. And I think that when you do your strategy, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you need to think about it big time. Like, what is your overall strategy, your marketing strategy? But then what, and then we get into what you were talking about, tactics. What advertising tactics? I always think about it like a bicycle wheel. And you know, but then, like, you know, you got a referral. You might have a referral strategy, but actually a referral tactic. But then you might be doing what you said, TV, radio, billboards, you know, whatever it might be. But you got to get, like you said, you got to get that. It don't make a damn if you don't think about what your message is going to be, as far as how you're going to brand yourself as the differentiator.
Yeah. You know, it all ties together, because, you know, advertising is part of marketing. Marketing really is part of your business strategy.
Yeah.
You know, what is your firm going to be and do and say and represent and deliver and the value and the unique selling proposition and all that fun stuff. And so you've got to have that, all of that lined up and tightened up, because without that, your marketing doesn't know what to do. You know, you're just throwing a dart at the wall and go, well, I guess that makes sense. So this is why it's, you know, when you start talking about what strategy is, you know, these are hard questions, because these are directly related to what your business strategy is. And I had a client years ago when they grew, and they were really working on the business and not practicing law. And I said, congratulations, you are now a business owner. You just happen to have a law degree hanging on your wall.
Right.
You need to be focused on the business, you know, and it's a machine. It's a living, breathing thing that you have to keep feeding. And what that business strategy is and what your strategy is for 2024 and going forward. All of those things start from the business, from the very top, trickling down to your marketing strategy, then your advertising strategy and your creative strategy and your audience and all that stuff. So
yeah,
these are questions. Look, my background is media planning and buying. I mean, I started out as an ad agency media planner and buyer, where we're talking reach and frequency and so forth, well before the digital world. I do not have reach and frequency. We don't have reach and frequency conversations with our law firm clients in most cases. We're talking about what's the purpose of the business. And I get it, legal representation, so forth. But it's got to be deeper than that. There's got to be something, you know, deeper. You know, for us, as we're doing, redoing our own business strategy and our own core values, you know, we're looking at, you know, empowering and leading the brand and the people behind the brand to their fullest potential. You know, that purpose has nothing about marketing or advertising or media or creative, you know, but it speaks volumes to what we do and how we do it, so forth. And law firms need to figure that out as well, because it's not just advertising. It's how they treat their customers. It's how they treat their staff, how their staff treats everybody and each other. And, you know, when there's a birthday, you send a gift or a birthday card to current and former clients of the law firm. You know, all these things kind of start tying together. And even your ads on Facebook and what you're saying and the landing pages you're driving them to and what you say on the billboards all start to have this unifying purpose and mission behind it. And that's what we're trying to get clients to do with law firm marketing, and not be, oh, somebody wrapped a bus, you know, the other law firm across town wrapped a bus. I should wrap a bus.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, time out. Not saying it's wrong, but is it right for what you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah. I think, you know, there's a book, Cynic, called First Ask Why, What's Your Why?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what you're saying, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. He's got a great video, and I had my staff watch it back in May. Again, we were doing some internal planning and kind of thinking meeting for a couple of days in early May. And there's one when he talks about, you know, the Wright brothers and Apple. And it's just these three circles of the why, the what, the how. And it's just so on point. I even make reference to it for some of my clients, because it really, people don't buy what you do. People buy why you do it. And that's it. That's what you want to get to, why you do what you do. What is it that the law firm does, and why does it matter to people?
But when you talk about strategy, I'm thinking back now. You know, I had two ways. I mean, I went more with an educational based marketing strategy or what I wanted to do. And I did it for two different reasons. And I think one of them goes back to the why I got into law anyway, and PI law, was because I grew up poor and I saw people take advantage of people, and they didn't have the sense or the knowledge or you know, be able to hire a lawyer or know that they should hire a lawyer. And they just got took advantage of by not just corporations, but just business people in general, just people. And it just really pissed me off when I was even in eighth and ninth grade, I was watching this stuff. And my mother got in an accident. And I watched how that hole went. And I said, this is just stupid. But also, so I think that's a lot of why I wanted to educate people. You know, I used to do commercials. Not everybody needs a lawyer, but you need to know you're right. So give us a call. We'll tell you whether or not, you know, sometimes you don't need a lawyer. And I think people like that. It's refreshing. But I do know this, and you're a marketer, so you know what I'm talking about. I think Joe Sugarman wrote a book, The 30 Triggers or whatever, that makes people buy or you know, pull the trigger. And one of them, and what I see a lot of lawyers using is what I call the speed and greed, and it works.
Yeah.
I think it works. It's the deal, you know, we get you the most money, we get to you fast. I didn't want those clients though. That was not my ideal client. I wanted somebody that wanted justice and wanted exactly what they're entitled to, no more, no less, because those clients were a lot easier to work with, Eric. And it was easier to fulfill their expectations.
Well, that's part of the business strategies. What kind of clients do you want?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, look, you make Jaguars or, you know, you make a Maserati, there's a certain clientele you are building for, period. Right. You know, and so that's absolutely relevant in what conversations, you know, any business owner needs to have. Because some clients, they want to be handled and catered certain ways, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But some people, yeah. Like, I want to work with this kind of client, whether it's big or small, whether it's a certain type of injury, whether geographically it's a certain type. That's fine. Let's get those answered, and we can move forward.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. I mean, really is. I mean, what do you see? I guess most lawyers make the mistake of not going there first. They just want to, I bet when the lawyers hire you, first thing is, all right, tell me what I need to do. You know, how can I get the most cases on the cheapest ROI?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, like a lot of things, it's not an overnight type, you know, look, we do these seven things and tomorrow it's there. It takes a little bit of work, which is why I say, you know, plan on investing from a time and energy and money for several months before we start seeing those sparks. But there's a lot of, you know, just digging and discovery on what the firm stands for. Because if a client says, yeah, I want you to run commercials for me that are going to make my phone ring, I'm like, okay, well, you know, one, let's try and avoid, you know, throwing a bunch of money and just trying to keep up with the Joneses, because there's several of them out there that are, you know, have very deep pockets. So let's think about this in a very smart, methodical way to make your phone ring with qualified cases. So ultimately the case volume goes up. So, you know, there's discovery phase that we go through, and, you know, it obviously lasts a couple of weeks, but we ask clients for a lot of information. I mean, this is not a one-way street. You know, this is not a, you know, just do these three things and you got it all nailed down. And it's not a set it, forget it. There's constant. I mean, we have standing calls with our clients where we're talking with them, we're providing them information, we're providing them observations that we're making and making recommendations that say, this is where you need to go. Because since you've done these things, you know, that's helped and we've gotten to the next level, but somebody's on your tail and we need to figure out how to zig or zag. It's this constant ongoing, you know, we don't take a lot of clients because of that. Honestly, we don't want to be this machine where, you know, we've got 300 law firm clients or even 150. That's just not us. I mean, we've got a very specific list of clients that we'd like to work with. And so that way we can talk with them on a regular, in some cases, we're talking to our clients daily, definitely weekly, and having meetings with them on a regular basis to share what's going on, share what we need from them, because we can't do our job if we don't get information from them. You know, it's one of those, you know, help us help you kind of mentalities. So, you know, it starts with strategy, and then it starts with just, you know, then part of it is just good old fashioned, you know, media buying, negotiation, smart creative, great creative, continuity in the executions and everything that we do. And we want to make sure that all the bases are covered. In some cases, you know, we don't do everything for all of our clients. We have very specific roles, and some clients we do more of those roles than other clients. And so if we're not doing some of the roles, that's fine. We just want to make sure that the client, the law firm, has it covered. We always say, call us anytime, pick our brain, even though we're not helping you with that particular thing, or even if we're not even helping you, period. I'd love to just chat and talk and share what we know, because we just want to make sure that all the cylinders are firing to the performance, because it is, you know, it's so hard to get an attorney client in the door, you know, their clients in the door, that we want to make sure if they're calling your law firm, you're picking up the phone appropriately. You're asking the right questions. You're screening. The right people are answering the phones. And when you're finished with them as a client and they're happy and they move on, that you still are attached to them. And they still think highly of you all. And they refer you out. They make recommendations. They come to you for their next legal needs. So it's a big giant wheel, and we're working in some of those capacities for some clients. We're working in all of those capacities for some clients, but when we're not in all of those roles, we just want to make sure that they're being addressed and covered. So we do bring those questions up. We do have those deep conversations and say, look, you don't need to use us, and that's fine. Just make sure you get it right, though. And here's our take on how to get those things right.
Yeah. Big deal. So what would be your number one advice to anybody out there? Thinking about starting to, you know, really get more serious about marketing their law firm.
You know, I really would ask lawyers, law firm, you know, the heads of the law firm, to just think about what their firm stands for and go through this kind of exercise where, do you have a game plan? Do you know what you stand for? Is your house in order, so to speak? Or are you just very reactionary and everybody's buying billboards, so I should buy a billboard? You know, that's not it. That is not, you know, ultimately, if you go through the exercise and you do it correctly, billboard might be the answer, but just jumping to it because, you know, your Lamar rep called you and said, or Clear Channel rep called you and said, hey, I got some billboards by your office. That's not the best way to go about it. So I would say, think about what you stand for. Does it help you stand out from the competitors in the market? Is that easily conveyed in all of the messaging and advertising and outreach and community stuff that y'all are doing? Is that coming through? Is it clear to the people, to the marketplace, that that's what you are, that's what you stand for, and that's the value? And is it truly valuable to them? Because if it is, great, you're on the right track. If not, then, you know, maybe hit pause and time to do some reflection.
So if somebody wants to get up with you, Eric, what's the best way?
RUXAdvertising.com. That's R-O-U-X, advertising.com. You can hit me up with Eric at RUXAdvertising.com. E-R-I-C. Happy to talk. You know, we chat about these things all day long. Clients, prospective clients, former clients even call us. Go, hey, what do you think about this? You know, that's one of those, you know, treat people right, and hopefully they'll share the word and you know, karma. We believe in karma.
There you go. Well, good. Well, you've got good karma, my friend. I appreciate you helping us doing this.
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. We appreciate the opportunity and to be able to participate.
All right, my friend. Well, until the next time, this is Ken Hardison, dedicated to your success.
You have been listening to the Grow Your Law Firm podcast, the podcast that leads lawyers to more growth, profit, and freedom. Go to growyourlawfirm.com to find more ways to market and manage your law firm. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts.